Hello. It's been a little while and I'm recording this on my phone because it's a Thursday, which is my writing day. As you know, I'm taking a bit of a sabbatical, which I still haven't got around to recording about. But Thursdays are my writing day. Something amazing happened that I wanted to share with you, my amazing listeners, because you're part of what got me here. And I wanted to share it with you as quickly as I could, because that's the right thing to do. So I'm sorry this is slightly raw and unedited and the sound quality probably isn't great. And you can probably hear the buses rattling along outside my house. But there we are. Sometimes these things just can't wait. So I wanted to let you know that a couple of weeks ago, someone from bookshop.org reached out. And it's funny because the subject was confidential. Now, I'm sure, like me, you often get random emails from random addresses with subject lines like confidential or for your eyes only or like things like that. However, I decided to open it. I actually didn't look at the address, and probably if I'd looked at the address, I would have seen it was from bookshop.org, but I probably wouldn't necessarily have believe that anyway, because I know that there's so many fake accounts and all of this sort of stuff. I'm just a bit, you know, cautious, let's say, about the emails that I open. Anyway, I opened it and there was this email from someone from bookshop.org saying that Prompted by Nature had been shortlisted in the podcast category for their Indie Champions Awards, something I didn't know anything about. I didn't enter it. Somehow they found the podcast. Maybe it's through the bookshop.org bookshop that I've got. That could have been it. But anyway, got this email saying I'd been shortlisted, and I still didn't really believe it. I was like, yeah, okay, it's probably just fake, but I'm going to get back to this person anyway, just in case, because it kind of looks real. And he'd said something about how they were teaming up with a PR agency. So I Googled it and Googled this person's name and it all kind of checked out. So I just thought, even though I still half didn't believe it, I was like, I'm just going to respond, and sent all the little bits that they wanted. And then today got another email and it had all of the social media assets, which basically is like, I don't even know what you would call it, tech talk, marketing talk for images that you can put on Twitter or Instagram or email or wherever. It's ones that they've done for you that they can share. So it's all branded and that sort of thing. That came through today. And I was just like, oh my God, it's actually real. I can't quite believe it. And it's happened at a time when I'm taking a sabbatical from my podcast. And it was a sabbatical that I thought might be permanent. As it turns out, actually, in the past few weeks, I've had a couple of exchanges with people that have sort of made me think, oh, maybe I should come back to it once, you know, I've found some kind of structure, which means I can both write and do the podcast, because as it is, because I have a day job and I have kids and all of the stuff that life currently comes with, I haven't been able to find time for the two. And writing is something that it's just a part of who I am. And I've been denying it for most of my life, saying like, I don't really need to do it. I can just, you know, I'm not really a writer. And then, yeah, got to the point where I couldn't do that anymore. And so, but I'm hoping that I can try and find some kind of balance where I can maybe get someone to help me do the podcast or, you know, all of that stuff. There's just so much to it. Anyway, I'm going off subject. So I wanted to let you know, as my podcast listeners, that this amazing thing has happened. And more than that, I wanted to say thank you, because I know this is not the most polished podcast. And actually, when I got the email initially, I think my first reaction being, oh, it's not real, was a lot of it was to do with imposter syndrome and feeling like And it's weird, actually, because I was about to say feeling like it's not good enough. But actually, there are other people involved in this. Like, there are guests that come on and who are completely amazing. So for me to say it's not good enough, I can't really say that, because there are people that that want to come and talk to me, that want to be a part of this. So actually, it's not fair on those people for me to say it's not good enough. And that's very much a me thing. You know, a lot of us have that imposter syndrome. And that's definitely my knee jerk. And it was my knee jerk when I got the news. But yeah, so I'm wittering on now. As I say, this isn't the most polished podcast. Sometimes the sound quality of my microphone is not great. And sometimes I forget to do things. But my listeners, this community, you have supported, many of you have supported this podcast right from the start. And I am so grateful to you, because I had never done, I have no like broadcasting experience. This was something I just knew I had to do. And for me, actually, it doesn't matter if I win the award or not, just having the recognition really, really means a lot. And I often get messages from people saying how much they're enjoying the podcast, and that's really lovely. And I do it as much for myself as I do for anybody else. Because as much as it nurtures and nourishes you, it does the same for me. I appreciate the patience that you've all had as the podcast has evolved, and has, you know, I've had to take breaks sometimes because life gets in the way. So again, I'm wittering on, but thank you so much for being here. I will be back. I just need to take some time to focus on my writing. The piece, I'm doing a lot on my Substack now. So I've really, in the past couple of weeks, really, longer than that, because it's been in the plans. It's just, you know, as I say, life happens. But I've started to get into more of a structure in terms of publishing things. So if you're not on my Substack, please do join. You know, putting aside the Thursdays to actually just focus on what my work in progress, which sounds very fancy to me, because my work in progress is my works in progress generally don't come to anything, because I end up stopping. But I'm persevering with this, and I feel really excited about what I'm writing about, which won't surprise you. It's about trees. Of course it's about trees. I'm gonna love you and leave you and just say I'm so grateful to you for still being here, or for joining me if you're new, if you've only just heard about the podcast, you've only listened to a few. I'm really, really grateful to you for being here. This has never been about the numbers. This has never been about anything except sharing the work of some truly incredible people, incredible creatives working in and with nature, and really trying to celebrate and uplift what they do. So I'm so happy that you've been here and are here for that journey, and to listen to these amazing folk and be there to listen to and share their stories. Thank you so much. I will speak to you soon. Find me on Instagram and Substack and all the usual places. I'll put all the links in the show notes. But for now, I am sending you lots of love. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.